Basically, at the minute, getting securing the permission of the landowners and stuff, trying to finalise the route through Barnesmore from Donegal Town the whole way to Balbuffet.
We've seen major success with greenways and the likes of Mayo. As a South Donegal councillor, Councillor Brogan, do you foresee this project having similar success?
Well, listen, there's massive potential. You know, we've seen greenways around the country, from Mayo to Waterford to different places, and there's different greenways going on around Donegal at the moment, or and plans anyway, you know. But listen, there's massive, the number of people that come along, walk it and cycle along the greenways is massive, you know. So it's just got great potential for the whole of South Donegal, like, you know, but especially around Donegal Town and the area around Barnesmore, where, listen, there's plenty to do in Donegal Town. But just, you know, you want a town like Donegal Town to have a massive pull, like I think, like a greenway, you know, when people come to Donegal Town, they want to have something to do for a couple of days, you know, to stay around for a while, like, you know. So this greenway is going to have, it's going to be 35 kilometres in length, you know, with going starting in Donegal Town and going the whole way to Balbuffet, you know. So like I say, it's got great potential. It's a walking and cycling route. It goes past, you know, lakes, be close to Lough Esk and Lochmoran, you know, through the gap itself, which is very scenic. And it'll also go through like native woodlands and some commercial forests and boglands. And so we have all different variety of scenery along the way. So I think it's got great potential, you know. So it's just important now that locals have their say in it as well, you know. They need the community to be on board with it, like, you know. And they have their say now when they come along to the open evenings in the Abbey Hotel and then in Jackson's and Balbuffet.